One of the most prominent themes during this period was the representation of the Virgin Mary, whose veneration had been strongly encouraged by the Council of Trent. Beliefs such as the Immaculate Conception, though still debated within the Catholic Church, gained widespread acceptance among the population. Cities like Seville and Valladolid became fervent centres of Marian devotion in the early Baroque era. Montañés and Fernández were instrumental in establishing the two sculptural models of the Immaculate Conception in these regions. Montañés's works are delicate and exquisite, while Fernández's are solemn and monumental. Virgin of the Rosary by Gregorio Fernández. The journey begins with the Virgin of the Rosary, housed in the parish church of Nuestra Señora de la Asunción in Tudela de Duero, Valladolid. This piece was commissioned by Antonio del Rio, a councilman and resident of Tudela de Duero, who paid Fernández 2,900 reales in two installments for the sculpture. The Virgin is depicted holding the Christ child with her left hand, which is covered by a light-coloured cloth, while her right hand holds the rosary. She wears a tunic, a mantle, and a headscarf that flows to her right, creating a sense of movement. The child, naked and with curly hair, gestures childishly by pointing a finger toward his mouth. The Virgin's face is soft, framed by hair visible beneath the headscarf. At her feet, a throne of clouds is adorned with dynamic angelic figures in various poses. Virgin and Child by Juan Martínez Montañés. The Virgin and Child, also known as the Virgin of Good Counsel, was created by Montañés for the altarpiece of St. John the Evangelist in the Royal Monastery of San Leandro in Seville. The Virgin is depicted holding the Christ child on her left arm, while a crescent moon at her feet identifies her as the apocalyptic Virgin. Baltasar Quintero, responsible for the polychromy, surrounded the figure with golden rays, but omitted the symbols of the Litany of Loreto and the celestial background of clouds that became common in the latter half of the century. The Virgin's white tunic, rather than the traditional pink, reflects the vision of Doña Beatriz de Silva, the 15th century founder of the Order of the Immaculate Conception, and was later endorsed by 17th century figures such as Sor Maria de Ágreda. Two visions of the Immaculate Conception. Two sculptures of the Immaculate Conception showcase the essence of each artist's approach to this iconic theme. Martínez Montañés's Immaculate Conception. This sculpture, preserved in the church of the former convent of Santa Clara in Seville, embodies the proportions and elegance outlined by Francisco Pacheco in his Arte de la Pintura. The Virgin is depicted standing on two angel heads with the crescent moon at her feet and crowned with stars. Her features align perfectly with Pacheco's codified description. She must be portrayed in the bloom of her youth, around 12 or 13 years old, as a most beautiful girl with lovely and serious eyes, a perfect nose and mouth, rosy cheeks, and her exquisite hair flowing freely. Gregorio Fernández's Immaculate Conception. Housed in the Cathedral of Astorga, this sculpture was commissioned as part of the city's vow in 1626 to defend the privilege of the Immaculate Conception, a movement promoted by Bishop Alonso Mexía de Tovar. This image, a testament to Fernández's monumental style, caused a sensation, as noted by chronicler Juan de Peñalosa y Sandoval. The work exemplifies the Baroque balance between the sacred and the real, achieved through idealized beauty and the use of lifelike details such as faux fabric features to imitate real garments. At her feet, the Virgin crushes a dragon with open jaws holding an apple in its mouth, a symbol of original sin passed down to humanity from Adam and Eve. This dramatic detail underscores the Virgin's role in salvation history and her victory over sin.